Hi, medicine is revolutionized not by technology, but through human interaction through technology. As we see this growing more and more as we head into centuries of technology dependence, a great amount of mental stress such as depression and anxiety, and the feeling that something is just not right, confusion in the world, the mass information and people and perceptions alike. If you think for one moment that being an online figure is great, especially if you're making a lot of money, think again. It's not about the money. In fact, life can still be stressful. Dr. Alec Kanogia and his organization Healthy Gamer GG prove this to be true.
I think that that's actually the most dangerous and insidious part of a video game addiction. Is that it actually prevents you from becoming the person that you actually want to be in this world. Sure, the game is fun and you enjoy playing it, but 5 years down the road, are you going to be happy with where you are? Or would you have rather spent some of that time doing something else? And if the answer to that question is yes, I would rather have spent my time doing something else, then you've got a problem. And that's what I'm here to help you with. I write an essay about why I want to be a psychiatrist or why I think that the field of psychiatry is exciting. And I didn't write about video game addiction back then because it wasn't really a thing and people didn't really know what that was. And it's even still sort of just becoming a thing, at least within the academic community. And while I was training, I kind of went to these people who were kind of the brightest minds in psychiatry and like experts in the field. And I asked them, you know, can you tell me a little bit about video game addiction, or can you tell me how to help people who have problems with video games? And none of them really seemed to know. And the more people that I asked, the more I realized like, oh, the leaders in the field of psychiatry are all in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so they've actually never played a video game. You know, the people that teach us psychiatry, the people who are experts in depression and anxiety and addictions, are all sort of at the end of their career or middle of their career. And they've actually never really played a video game. So they don't really know what it's like. And so then I was trying to figure out, you know, how can I learn about this? Because my teachers, you know, they don't really know too much about it. And so I started just talking to gamers. I started working with gamers. I started talking to gamers from all over the world through the internet, and people from the Middle East and South Korea and North America. And I just started working with them and trying to figure out, you know, trying to understand, why do you play video games? And the more that I understood about, you know, talking to them, the more I learned about video game addiction, and the more that the more I learned about being a psychiatrist and how to help people, I realized like maybe I actually can help these people. Because a lot of them had seen psychiatrists or therapists, but what happens is they get diagnosed with something like depression or anxiety. And they get started on an antidepressant and they go home and they take their pill and they keep playing video games. Because their problem, while they are depressed, their problem really isn't that they are depressed. Their problem is that they play too many video games. And so I started to work with these people and tried to help them. And as the years went by and I worked with more and more gamers, I started to get better at it. And so now I feel like I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. But I have to admit that, you know, the disease is relatively new. We don't really know a whole lot about it. There hasn't been years or decades of research the way that there has been on cancer treatment or treatment for depression. But at this point, I do feel confident that I can help you some, or at least that's my hope. You know, it's not about whether you're an addict or not. I think where we need to start is to help you guys understand why you play video games in the first place and what function video games serve for you. And then we also need to think about, how do video games shape you? How do they change your brain? How do they affect your neurochemistry? How do they affect your ability to form relationships and your ability to solve problems? Because they definitely do. When a human brain does something for 4 hours a day, pretty much every day of the week, that whatever activity they do is going to change their brain. If you think about someone who plays music for 4 hours a day, that's going to change the way their brain works. It's going to change the way that their auditory cortex develops. And in that same way, gaming shapes you guys. So the goals of these lectures are not necessarily to overcome your addiction, but to gain understanding about yourself, an understanding about how the gaming that you do shapes the person that you are.
And they've helped many, with many people asking for their help, and without drugs, but with building a relationship and finding the root causes. Radiation of such technological devices and other forms of materialism actually making us the machines, where instead we may see connection to forms of consciousness and nature, two other factors that may affect us, like the drugs being administered, overused, and given for domino effect of symptoms, one on top of the other, the past experiences we've had, the different places we've been in life, and not really knowing where we belong. A movement started where it is of growing demand, where people are seeking games to feel better, despite not many games coming out, being that there are mostly remakes or additions or DLCs, in a gaming and medicine industry often now focused on psychologically manipulating you, making you addicted, making you spend more money, and so forth. But perhaps this reflects society, the lack of ability to feel more fresh and vibrant, maybe even seeking someone who can represent such, especially when all else seeks to profit from you instead. But where healing is often at need and talk, profit shouldn't be the foreground. With success not in money but in helping and in happiness, Healthy Gamer GG rises to the top, especially in an industry that is only growing as people become more immersed in video games than in movies, and where more hours are spent and invested. Healthy Gamer GG has shown that medicine doesn't have to just be in real life. It could also be online. After all, life is just one very big and complex video game. Therefore, perhaps the master of all gaming would be the one who can beat the game called life. However, who can really do this? We are so often immerse ourselves in these realities that aren't the reality we live in, and yet we seek it to please the reality we currently live in. So what's so wrong with our reality? Can we make it a fantasy? Can we make it fun? Can there be other people with us? We need each other, and yet so often today do neighbors rarely speak to each other. Online is the future, but people seem trapped and unable to escape from such. Perhaps then, to help our reality, we must realize this reality and how other realities influence it. This is sort of like the outsider being psychologist Dr. Kanojiya, and the insider, the client, the patient, where although the insider is the one living their reality, the outsider can see things that the insider doesn't see about their own life, therefore completing the bigger picture, to which health means whole in Latin. Healthy Gamer GG has taken the step into the realm of artificial reality, where often it has greatly affected especially those who spend hours of time on these realities, and even people who particularly make a living based on the more time they spend on these devices, sometimes leading to dependence not only on technology, the need to finish a game, but also the need to put out content that their fans consistently ask for. It can really be a job, and certainly a position that is different from much of society, becoming sometimes a bit alienated. Can they make everybody happy, or are they themselves happy? These are questions that are crucial, and they are just some examples of how Dr. Kanojiya and Healthy Gamer GG has revolutionized the way we may see health in the future. It isn't necessarily about health or nutrition or even psychology, despite how important it is we utilize all these aspects to create a bigger picture. Sometimes it's just a matter of freedom and expression. The work done by this man and his organization have brought out emotions, thoughts, ideas, and patterns never sought out before or realized, bringing them to light, the opening of the reality that they've long lived but we are all often not realizing we can live. Can we escape what doesn't serve us? Are you living your life? Are foods living to feed you as a living being? Will we fulfill what is life to make the best of it and listen to not only the outsider, but at the roots, our body, soul, spirit, mind, and so forth, to better understand our situation, our conditions? Nonetheless, Healthy Gamer GG's logo is green, not for weed, but for the fact people are looking to feel better naturally with nature, the greater and innate universal truths and harmony, and away from drugs and starting to take charge of their own health for change for a change. Health movements should learn from this. We have a health crisis in our country, with some being overworked, much being overlooked, and much going with the flow, but much going to overflow, not too sick, but also not too healthy, and many not talking one-on-one and establishing a relationship. I certainly see the caring relationship building bio-individual holistic methodology with Healthy Gamers GG, and this is also something I do within my own practice in integrative nutrition health coaching, which is another inevitably rising field in medicine, where my sister and I are now starting to give online sessions on our website called gatewaytohealth.net, but I swear I wasn't plugging. But seriously, will you plug your arse, I mean your ears, when this life-changing information may apply to you too, or in time to a friend or family? Yes, a lady with her tenderness of the right brain can help, but this man shows that humanity can help each other, really, humanity itself, not having an agenda and being real. And in leading ourselves to the right direction, direction among life. See, technology is everywhere now, and I will admit that I'm quite using a lot of technology too, often, and I see how it's affected me, aside from other factors in life, of course, which too isn't often addressed by nutritionists or dietitians or doctors alike, unlike Healthy Gamer GG, who does. And yes, while you can eat curry and feel more relaxed or have a nice cup of tea, perhaps you'll be even more comfortable and fulfilled when what the universe has been telling you is fulfilled and delivered, expressed in real, truth be told, and found in death. While in person, examinations are important, we should be expanding our outreach online, trying to help those, if anybody, who can use this help, who wants someone to actively be there for them, check in with them, pick them back up, love them regardless, have an open mind, and help you heal yourself. Hopefully everybody, you are there and watching this, you have a great presence in this world, no matter who you are, and you can be there to where your health goals may live. Will you share? We can all use each other's help in this world, and there are people who actively look and have a passion to give such help professionally. With what Healthy Gamer GG has shown us through putting care in health care, a gamer can become whole again and have fun in all realities, as life contains such, where games can and are supposed to be fun. This is a tribute to Healthy Gamer GG and Dr. Alec Kanogia. Great work. I really appreciate everything you guys do, and thank you very much for watching.
My hope is that I can take those years of experience helping gamers and helping parents of gamers, and helping spouses of gamers. In my years of training as a psychiatrist, and to be able to put those two together and to help you in some way. And I really hope that I can. My hope is to equip you or empower you with this information so that you can get understanding around your gaming, and by gaining understanding, eventually get control over this person that you are. And by getting control over yourself, my hope is that you can move in the direction that you want to and stop being a problematic gamer and start being a healthy gamer.